For Chasm Radio, I am Farm Director Joel Gill as we broadcast from the 2016 World Dairy Expo celebrating 50 years and time once again to check in with Mycogen Seeds as we do daily at World Dairy Expo. Kathy Emery joining us once again. And today Kathy talks about this year's crop and some management tips into getting its full potential.
You know, packing is huge when you're doing a bunker. You want to make sure everything's packed right. You want to get your dry matter per cubic foot in that 17 range. Covering with like an oxygen barrier cover is also very critical, not to let the oxygen in. Oxygen is the enemy of silage, so we want to make sure that we pack correctly, cover the crop, and you know, put the tires or whatever sandbags are already going to use on the top. And then as you're feeding, make sure that you don't uncover too much of that silage, and you want to get through. The research shows that we want to get through about 18 inches of that silage per day to avoid spoilage. So, you know, that's, you know, also comes into consideration when you're thinking about how big to make your bunkers when you're building those. Are you going to be able to take off that foot and a half every day to stay ahead of your spoilage? You know, sometimes people don't think about that ahead of time.
Many producers are looking at their bottom lines, and Kathy also gives some insight into figuring out your income over feed cost and some calculations.
Feed costs are up to, you know, 3/4 of what you can spend on a dairy. 65% is very typical of the costs on a dairy. So when we calculate income over feed costs, we calculate, you know, the milk production, the energy-corrected milk that's offered from BMR, and divide that by the feed cost. And that includes all your production costs and everything. And we see a very favorable number in income over feed costs. And usually, we do it like per 100 cows. If you compare a 100-cow dairy that's feeding conventional silage versus a 100-cow dairy that's feeding BMR, it's in the range of $30,000 to $35,000 a year difference when you feed BMR corn silage.
Emery says there's no lying when it comes to the numbers.
Well, it really does. I mean, if you can feed a more digestible ration, your nutritionist is able to feed more of that, not have to purchase a lot of off-farm feed sources, soy hulls, things like that, to achieve the digestibility you need for high production. So if we can feed higher digestible forages, we're ahead of the game.
Many producers use a wide variety of storage techniques, and Kathy gives some detail on bag or silo or bunker silage storage.
We like bags and bunkers, but people can do fine with an upright silo as well. You just have to harvest it a little drier to make it work. We don't recommend bottom unloading silos for Mycogen BMR, but other than that, we can work with any silo structure that a farm has.
As we wrap up 2016, many are looking ahead to 2017 and their next year planting needs. And Kathy says that process starts now.
Yeah, it begins when you start thinking about planting. So your agronomist and your rep will select the hybrids that are going to work on your dairy with your soil, your growing conditions, your pick out your relative maturities. Then at planting, we want to make sure we get our populations correct, our fertility figured out. Throughout the year, we want to look for, you know, different pests and different problems that we can avoid. We recommend spraying fungicide at tassel to maximize tonnage and quality and extend the harvest window. So it's a whole year process from planting, you know, growing, harvesting, and then feeding.
And for more information,
you can go to mycogen.com and you can just put in your zip code. That'll give you the numbers of your local rep and your local agronomist and nutritionist. Give us a call. We'd be happy to help you.
Kathy Emery, dairy nutritionist with Mycogen Seeds, joining us at World Dairy Expo. For Chasm Radio, I'm Farm Director Joe Gill.